Welcome to News Tribune on Tap. I'm Gary Caster, managing editor at the Jefferson City News Tribune and host of News Tribune on Tap, a weekly conversation about news and issues in Jefferson City that matter to you. Today's special guest is Tom Rackers, sports editor of the Jefferson City News Tribune. Hello, Tom.
Hello, Gary. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. So we are actually recording this podcast the end of June. Our intent is you hopefully will be hearing this after July 1, which is a date that right now stands out as an important date in the sports world. What happens on July 1, Tom?
That would be, cross your fingers, the resumption of spring training for the baseball season.
Yes, summer has finally began. The boys of summer are going to be on the field. So it tell us a little bit. It's a 60-game season rather than the 162, yes?
Okay, here we go.
All right.
It is scheduled to be a 60-game season. I'm sure we can get to these questions later, but yes, scheduled to be a 60-game season. They want it to be done at the normal time, which would be very late September, early October, so the playoffs can start as they normally would and be done by the end of October. They don't want to push it back any further than that, so they want to go with their normal schedule.
Okay, so July 1st, they have a condensed spring training of sorts.
Yeah, 3 weeks. Basically playing 3 weeks.
They hope to start July 23rd.
23rd, 24th. They think there's going to be a couple games on the 23rd, which I assume would both be national television games to kind of get the TV contract kicked up again, and then everybody kicks in on the 24th.
Okay. So no fans in the stadiums?
I think it's going to depend on where you're at.
Seriously?
Yeah. There are the people in Texas, you know, the Astros and the Rangers are still trying to make the point that they would like to have people in the stands. And again, we're doing this a little bit in advance, and then you're still, even if we were doing this on the 1st of July, I don't know that you would still know whether there's going to be fans in the stands at that point. They're working on plans to maybe get as many as 50% capacity.
Okay.
Which, okay, good luck. I don't know that they're going to be able to pull that off.
So we're saying a lot of this is up in the air right now, quite honestly. Where are we on this date, the end of June? The commissioner has basically said this is what's going to happen. The players still have the ability to say no?
The players still have the ability. Well, they say they're coming now. I mean, okay. The players say that they are going to play. Now, individual players can say they are not going to play.
Okay.
For whatever reason. And so right now, we're assuming that there is going to be baseball at some point. You know, that unless something untoward happens from, you know, say July the 1st to July the 23rd when they're trying to play, we are going to assume that they are going to play.
Okay. Such as maybe a team basically gets infected while training together.
There are all kinds of things. You know, we've talked about sports in previous podcasts, you and I, and I always make the point, you know, we know more now than we did 2 months ago. Well, baseball is going to know more after the players show up to get to those 3 weeks. You know, there are individual players. I'm going to use this as an example. Say that your wife is pregnant and is due in August. There have been some players that have said, I'm not going to play because I don't want to take the chance of me getting sick or getting my wife sick or unborn, you know, with the unborn child. They don't know.
Right.
And so do they, or, you know, do they not play at all? Do they play until, you know, a week before the due date or whatever and then say, I'm not coming back? I mean, there are going to be a lot of these questions when people want to play or not, and because basketball has already run into this. Basketball, there's guys like, there are dads that said, my kid has a respiratory problem. My six-year-old, I'm not taking the chance, and I'm going to go to Orlando when they resume the season because I don't want to take the opportunity to get my child sick.
Right.
And so I think it's going to be interesting to see, one, who shows up for spring training or who says, hey, there's a chance I'm skating, or what their plan is then if somebody does get sick on the team. This is way up in the air yet.
Okay. All right. Well, let's assume that the plan that they've hashed out now, by some miracle, happens the way they're forecasting this. So talk to me about this idea. Their plan is to limit the number of games, obviously to 60 is the goal, but also the travel of the team. So how does this work?
The plan as of now is to, you will play every team in your division. I think it is one trip there, one trip back, and then also play the teams like the AL Central. We'll just use Cardinals and Royals. The Cardinals and Royals will play each other because National League Central will play the American League Central. Okay. You would play them home and away. That is your schedule. I think they're doing that, one, to kind of limit the amount of travel you do, or, you know, make them short trips, whatever. Yeah, they do go on charters and stuff, but see, that's the question I have about all this. Is there? I understand why you are not going to have this in one spot. You know, when we first heard about baseball coming back, well, it was all going to be in Arizona.
Right.
Well, the current situation in Arizona, we're glad that they got past that.
Yeah.
Well, then it turned into Arizona and then partial in Florida. Well, then that fell apart too, and again, Florida's now blowing up.
Right.
So, I don't know how you can expect. I mean, back to the NBA. The NBA is concentrating everybody in Florida. The NHL is going to concentrate its teams, what the teams they're bringing back. They're not bringing back the teams that are out of the playoffs. They're just going to start with the playoffs. They're bringing them back into just hub cities. There's going to be a couple of hub cities that, you know, half the league's going here and the other half is going here. They're going to be basically quarantined in the two or three same hotels, going to the rink and come back to the hotel. And that's going to be their day. But you can't do that in baseball because if you're traveling, I mean, you're exposing, my question, like hotels.
Right.
These guys are going to be in it. How do you make sure the hotel doesn't have it?
Right.
Is the hotel going to shut down only to let the 25 or 30 baseball players plus coaches plus the manager plus other essential personnel, they're going to shut the whole thing down for 3 days? I
don't see that.
I don't see that either. I think these are just – this, I think of all the sports, this is the one that I really have a hard time seeing that they're going to be able to get it done.
Yeah.
To finish. I think they're going to start.
Right.
But, you know, what do you, and then what do you do if one or two get sick and then they're around each other all the time? You know,
right.
Everybody's around each other. Does the whole team stop? And if the whole team stops, well, then the league has to stop.
Right.
Because you can't just say one team can't play, everybody gets a forfeit. That's not
right. I mean, they have expanded the rosters.
They've expanded them to 30 at the start, and then you'll also have like a taxi squad, which in theory would be the guys, if you get guys sick, you can go get some of those guys and bring them up for 14 days or whatever.
Right.
And they're going to start with 30, and then I think cut it to 20 something, and I think by the start of September you have to be down to 26 or 28.
Yeah.
And then that's basically your ride or dies.
Right. But again, I harken back to the previous podcast we did where we talked about local baseball here, high school, where they had their social media
Social distancing bench?
Social distancing desk. And, I mean, that really can't exist in the bullpen or the dugout in Major League Baseball. So there is a high probability that one player gets sick. It's going to endanger the entire team.
Yeah, I mean, you just see it. You know, in the winter, you see it sometimes with football teams. The flu, like in the NFL or college, the flu will just go through the team. I mean, and I'm not saying this is not the flu.
Right.
But, you know, you get sick, but you can come back and play. It just happens, and we've kind of gotten to the point where, like, we don't notice it with the flu, like going through the team excuse me, players getting sick. But now, baseball, you're going to notice it.
Right.
You know. Hey, where's the big star? Well, he's got he has a coronavirus. He's gone for 14 days.
Right. Well, that's the distinction there. With the flu, you're not necessarily automatically quarantined for 14 days.
Right.
So it's easier to fly under the radar there. So.
Yeah, and see, and again, it's just the travel thing that I think is really going to be their biggest hurdle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, obviously they go on charters and that's fine. You know, that's the safest way to go. They've done that in the past. But it's just, and then you're basically asking 21 to 35-year-old males to do nothing except go back to your room in the hotel.
Right.
You're going to be in your room the whole time till you get on the bus, go to the stadium, play the game, come back, get on the bus, go to the hotel room and sit there. It's not realistic. And we've noticed that already in other sports. Women's soccer. There's a team in Orlando in the NWSL that they were quarantined. They were all going to Orlando in Florida to play a tournament, basically to start the season. Well, six of these players on this Orlando team went to the bar, got sick. Team had to pull out of the tournament. You're asking a lot, I think, of for young people not to be young people. You can ask, and they may know better. I mean, obviously, they know better than to do this. But it's one thing to know it, and it's another thing to follow through, which would be for 3 or 4 months.
Right. See, that's the other aspect. I mean, we're focusing this attention on while they're traveling, but even while they're home, you know, there is potential that a friend or becomes infected. They don't realize it, and all of a sudden, it spreads to the team.
Yeah, and you know, I've talked about travel, but just say you're at home, you're driving back and forth. Well, you make a run to the store. You do something. You have friends over.
Right.
You're basically asking them to put themselves in a bubble even at home, which is, you know, I personally wear a mask when I go into stores and things.
Right.
But I try to be extra careful. But there are times, you know, I screw up. I know that I should have a mask on at times, and I don't. You're just asking these guys to do a lot for baseball to come back.
Yeah.
And people are going to slip up.
Yeah.
They are. It's just going to happen. Baseball needs to decide have a final decision. What are we going to do if this happens?
Yeah.
And the decision either is going to be keep plowing, keep getting to the end, or call it off.
Yeah. Has there been discussion?
They're still working through that as of right now when we're doing this. I mean, I don't know. Or if they have decided that, they haven't made it public. I think that's part of the reason for these taxi squads is that they're hoping that it is only one or two or three guys. Because I think, like, the Cardinals taxi squad is supposed to be in Springfield.
Okay.
They're going to be down there, and they're going to be playing, being in baseball shape to where they are close enough and ready enough that they can come back and be ready to play when they're needed at a moment's notice. Is that going to work? I guess it will work if it's one or two people that get it.
Yeah.
But if you get four or five this is going to be a test, I think, a nice test, because sports, I think, can be like the guinea pig. You know, people right now, you know, are they afraid to travel, afraid to get out? This is going to show whether this can work or not, whether everybody can be smart enough to get it done.
Right. You know, one of the things about baseball that I enjoy is just the oddities of the rules, the traditions and things like that. So as part of this, just jumping into this, there are a number of things that will have changed with this season. One that had already been planned was to limit the number of pitching changes.
Yes, and they are going to keep that. They are still going to to make the game shorter, the idea was that when you bring a pitcher in, he has to either finish the inning or face a minimum of three batters in that inning before you can pull him out. It's to try to take away the lefty-lefty. Great, he got his one guy out. Now we waste another 2 to 3 minutes while the next guy comes in. It was an attempt to shorten the game. They are still going to have that rule for this season.
All right. Designated hitter?
The designated hitter will be available.
Boo.
For the American
Boo.
League and the National League, only for this year. There was talk they were going to try to make it an agreement to where it would be for next year as well, but negotiations kind of fell apart. But they are going to have it for this year. Now, I will remind all National League fans, you do not have to use a designated hitter. If you care
Adam
not
Wainwright.
To, you can have Adam Wainwright come up and hit anywhere in the lineup you
Adam
would Blaine. Like for him to hit. Your pitchers can hit. You want that advantage / disadvantage? Knock yourselves out. You know, it's you don't have to use it.
So how well do you think the National League will embrace the idea of a designated hitter this year?
I think the players will embrace it. I think you're getting to the hardcore fans of the National League that they may not like it. This is an old school baseball.
Right.
But as I remind everybody, the designated hitter is in baseball everywhere except the National League in the Major League Baseball. But we'll get past that. Baseball's changed. You're going to have, and I think having the DH may actually speed the game up a little bit too, you know. Yeah. But I think it's a noble experiment. You're going to see, you know, you're going to see whether you like it or not.
Right.
If you're whether you like it as a National League fan on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah. I don't think it's going to necessarily change people's minds.
No.
Because they played around with it with interleague play, obviously. Yeah. So.
And it really, to me, it doesn't really change strategy either. You know, you just find a guy that can hit and stick him in there. And
yeah, I think I disagree with you. I think it does change the strategy. That's how baseball was made, Tom. Okay. Any rate, perfect. So we'll agree to disagree on that.
That's another podcast.
That's another podcast. We'll get back to that. extra innings. So we go into extra innings.
Mm-hmm. The international rule. You've seen it in softball. You are now going to see it in Major League Baseball.
I've seen it in Little League, Tom.
I know. That's, well, okay, sorry. Yeah. Extra innings. We'll start. Say it, we're going to the top of the 10th. Whoever made the final out for the visitors in the top of the 9th would be standing on second base. And you start the inning with a runner at second. It's an attempt to try to get runs scored, to try to get the game so the game does not go 15, 16, 17 innings. Again, they're just trying to get it. I think this is the perfect time to try something like this to see if it works. You know, 2 months, people are going to kind of look at this as an oddball outlier season. Yes, we're going to have in theory, we'll have a World Series champion, and they will be the World Series champion. Put an asterisk by it if you want, but they will be the World Series. But this is a chance for rules. And really, you know, and you talk about strategy. Well, there's a strategy you can have. Say your big bopper, the number four hitter, made the last out. You can pull him out of the lineup, put your speedster, which you, in theory, if you have 30 players, you best have somebody ready for this situation.
Exactly.
Put him out there that he's designed. That is his job to run. You know, Royals fans, you can read this. This would be the Terrence Gore and the Jerod Dyson. You know, you find your fast guy. It's strategy right there.
Right. Yeah, but to me, it's much like football sudden death. I mean, it's the luck of the toss there.
Well, but again, they've tweaked that rule too.
But then what's next, Tom? Courtesy catchers? Courtesy runners for catchers? Okay,
again,
let's play baseball, Tom.
Again, we have that in high school.
All right, whatever. let's talk about playoffs. So playoffs. Let's assume that they get to the playoff season. How's it going to look compared to previous years?
There was talk that they were going to expand it to 16 teams, which basically would have meant more than half of the league would have made the postseason.
Everybody gets a participation.
Everybody got it. You know, a short season. You've got to run at it.
Right.
Now, unfortunately, they cut that back to now it's going to just be 10.
Okay.
So nothing's going to change there. It'll just be the wild cards, and then off you go with the division champions and things. You know, I think 16 would have been interesting because throw yourself out there that you are a team that over 162 games, you knew you weren't going to get there.
Right.
So you keep your talented minor leaguers in the minors. Well, at 60, and you have a chance to get there. And some teams might do this anyway, even with 10, do you bring those guys up maybe a little early and just take a run at making the playoffs?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think, you know, you talk strategy. Their strategy right there. What do you do? I don't know why you wouldn't do that and see how it starts, because I think there could be 30 and 30 teams making the playoffs.
Sure.
And during the even not very good teams can play 500 for 60 days.
Right, right. I think that's going to be the interesting strategy there is with that short season, you can't be a Washington Nationals team of last year starting off with a horrible start.
Yeah.
Or Cardinals, quite frankly, often very slow to start.
Yeah. Yeah, every game's important, and you're going to have to run your guys. Your rest is off the table.
Yeah,
you guys are not. You're not getting a day off.
Right.
Your best players, your best 9 or 10, are going to be out there pretty much every day.
Yeah, and quite frankly, an injury can be devastating to the season.
Yeah.
You know,
again, a positive test is devastating to the season too.
Right.
So, yeah. Again, this is all new territory.
Yeah. Okay. So. Looking towards this shortened season, so what does it look like for the Cardinals? Yes, and the Royals.
Yeah, I would most definitely be more optimistic as a Cardinal fan than as a Royals fan. The positive, if you look at it as a Cardinal fan, if you think you're the best team in that division, all you're playing is your division,
right?
And you're looking at the AL Central, which perhaps for a while may have not been the best, may have been the worst division in baseball.
Right.
It's better now. I mean, the Twins and the Indians can play. But you still get, in theory, the Royal, excuse me, the Royals and the White Sox and the Tigers.
Right.
So you could, you know, in theory, you could run a, be a, post a 40-20 record.
Right.
You would hope, if things work out. Now, if you're the Royals, again, if I'm the Royals, I'm looking at that young pitching, and I'm going, at least for the first month, I'm going to run them out there.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't work out, because service time right now, and I don't want to get in the weeds with all that, but it's gonna start anyway. So I would just take a run at it. And if you start out, you know, 10-20, okay, guys, we're shutting you down for the year. But if you're 20-10 heading into September, you could sneak out a playoff berth at 500, I think.
Right.
So I don't know that I don't run those guys out there. I mean, that's going to be an organizational decision that'll be interesting to see what they decide to do.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's going to be interesting also. You have several, and again, I'll go back to Cardinals, that you have some players like Carpenter, who got off to an incredibly slow start last year. How patient are you going to be with that?
Well, I don't know how patient you'd be with him anyway.
Oh, my God, I know. Pull the trigger, man. All right, Tom, we're going to do some arm wrestling now over designated hitter. But rather than bore my readers, listeners with that, we're going to jump off here. We appreciate you being here with us today, Tom.
Well, thank you, Gary. I appreciate it.
All
right. I hope my tone was good.
Your tone was good, and all I got to say is play ball.
Thanks for listening. You can find News Tribune on tap at newstribune.com, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Play.